Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having a good friend and a new friend back on the show. I'm going to say an old friend and a new friend back on the show. Stein Hendricks is back, ladies and gentlemen. He's the old friend. We've known him a long time. We knew him when he was in a former life, but now he's moved on to some really exciting new stuff. He's chief marketing officer and general manager at a company called Mighty Call, but also a part of the chief marketing officer organization called Chief Outsiders. And that's kind of what we're here to talk about today. Stein Hendricks, welcome to the show. Welcome back.
Good morning, Jim. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you back. And you brought a friend with you, haven't you?
Yeah, Art is my new boss. And Art did something fantastic. He started an organization where people like I, who worked at large Fortune 500 companies, can bring that expertise to mid-sized companies where the real growth in our economy is basically established. Yeah.
And his name is Art Saxby. Art, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having me, Jim.
Yeah, it's good to have you and Stein up on and to talk about what you guys do. One of the things I've been doing over the years is helping small business owners understand the concept of outsourcing. I made this statement 17 years ago that outsourcing is one of the best things. Outsourcing and the PC are probably the two best things to ever happen to small business, because we can outsource services that we need, and we can also become outsourced resources and make a business model out of it, which is what you've done, Art. And so also we've done quite a few interviews with people who are doing fractional resources for chief financial officers and executives. Executive assistants, et cetera, et cetera. So Art, we're fairly familiar with the concept. But you're the first person to talk to us other than Stein. You're the first person to really talk to us about from a marketing standpoint. Tell us about that.
Well, it's an exciting opportunity for mid-sized companies, because we find that oftentimes, you know, a CEO has a vision. They know they need to move the company forward, but they need someone to help them do it. They don't have the resources inside. They often don't need an executive-level VP of marketing, but they don't want someone selling them an ad campaign or a strategy deck. Mm-hmm. And using a company like ours, they can have a vice president of marketing on their staff on a part-time basis, kind of as needed. We think of it as executive as a service. A lot of the same benefits of software as a service, mm-hmm. but for executives.
Well, exactly. So, Stein, you've got a significant credential as a chief marketing officer. When you found out about this, what did you think?
I thought I could really bring my marketing expertise to companies who would really appreciate it, Jim, without being in large, you know, bureaucratic, you know, marketing meetings, and drive real growth and do it in, you know, very exciting environments where companies are building the economy.
So many small businesses who really want to grow. They're at 15 employees now, and they want to be at 115 in 5 years. They know that they need brain power, they need talent, but they're trying to capitalize other things. They're capitalizing, you know, their technology and things like that, and having to spend money on marketing penetration. But it's difficult, as you alluded to earlier, to justify the price tag of a dedicated 24/7 CMO. And this is where you guys come in, isn't it?
Absolutely. There's times in the company's history where they need some real strong strategic leadership and implementation. We think about that developing and creating something is different than running it. So if you're looking at moving into the next market segment, you're looking for that big expansion, that big growth, that's going to take a different type of learning and expertise than running it once it's there. So you don't need to hire someone forever. because you only need that skill set for a short period of time. You need very expensive or very, very talented skill set.
Right. You need the brain
power. But you don't need them forever. So just rent them. Use as much as you need. If they don't get sucked in the day-to-day fire drills, most chief marketing officers don't need to be there every day, all day. You know, they can spend 1 to 2 days a week focused on that key strategic initiative.
Mm-hmm. And so it allows the company to deploy their capital in other areas. You still get the knowledge, you still get the brain power, you still get the perspectives, you still get your envelope pushed, and you still get challenged, folks, but without having to adopt someone. We'll come right back. And one of the things I want to talk with Art and Stein about in the next segment is, what are some of the things that they're recommending for folks? What does it look like when they recommend things that hurt us a little bit, kind of a little painful, out of our comfort zone? We'll do that after these messages. 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.